This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
Hello, everyone. Another Bachelorette episode in the books. It's Tuesday night. We got our recap going. I'm your host, Blake Horseman, with my buddy, Eric Bradley here. And tonight, our special guest on Behind the Rose, Angela. Hi, Angela. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I'm excited. Like we were just saying, I haven't seen you in probably a year and a half, probably. So we got a lot to catch up on.
It's been a minute. We do. Yeah, we do.
It's been a minute. But this episode, it was deep. It was pretty deep. There's a lot of stories, and like I feel like we're finally getting to know these guys, and we'll break everything down. But yeah, I'm excited to get what your thoughts are, because I have some questions for Angela, because there were some moments where I was like, I don't know. I want to know like what Angela would think here. So basically, okay. I mean, this episode basically starts off with JoJo coming in. Mm-hmm. Chris Harrison saying, you know, he's going to take his son to college, which I think is pretty cool. Like he still is a dad. Like, I think, you know, it kind of reminded us like, oh yeah, like he's not just giving out roses.
He's an actual human being.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, he's not just giving out roses all the time. Like this guy actually has a family, and it was cool that they let him leave too on the show. It's cool. The show let him leave, take his son to college. They brought JoJo in, which I thought was great because they kind of had a little, girl chat there, which The Bachelorette doesn't often get, you know, because she's literally is the only woman except for a few producers. So I thought that was pretty cool then to bring in JoJo for sure.
Oh, yeah. And I feel like JoJo's been in that position before. And JoJo's one of like the most beloved. Like when I think of JoJo, I think of even-headed, like elegant, classy, you know what I mean? And she just always has it together, but in like a real genuine way. And so I feel like JoJo, if I was Bachelorette, I feel like I would want to talk to JoJo as one of my like top choices. I mean, every Bachelorette obviously is great because that's why they're Bachelorette, but JoJo I think was a really, really, really great choice to bring in.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think even Chris even said at one point, he's like the most successful. Cause I think as far as like her relationship, her as the Bachelorette and like America, you know, she was like America's sweetheart. And then she also was, I mean, how long have her and Jordan been together now? Like 3 or 4 years, I feel.
A long time. Yeah. I think they were supposed to be married by now, but like pandemic.
Yep. You know what? I think you're right. Yep. I think you're right. It was a great pick. And I think she has a ton of insight probably as the Bachelorette. And I'm sure there's a lot of conversation we didn't see, that they probably talked about, which, you know, maybe they'll open up about later, but I'm sure those Bachelorettes, when they all get together, because they'll have that group chat too. All the Bachelorettes have that group chat. I'm sure there's some pretty funny things in there. But yeah, so JoJo comes in, and then basically Zach gets a date card. And we go right into this date. Now, I want to get your feelings on this date, Angela, because this was basically their first date. Obviously, they've talked a lot, but this was their first date.
Yeah.
What did you think about basically getting like fake married with like wedding photos and stuff as your first date?
I thought it was a little random. I'm going to be honest. I would not want to be on that date. Like if I was a Bachelorette or if I was like vice versa, I don't know, as a woman and like with modeling, I've gotten into this before. Like, I think I've only done maybe, it was actually my first cover shoot. I did a wedding like theme or whatever. After that, I was like, I don't want to do any more of these because like, as a woman, I feel like it's like a sacred thing to put on a wedding, like to me at least, it's like a special thing. I don't want to just be, you know, putting on wedding dresses just all the time for no reason. So I think that is like a thing. And I don't know, but I do get where it did make them closer. And it's just like one of those things where it's literally that awkward that you just bond over it and you're just like, what the hell? Because I related to it just because in modeling, like, you know, they were getting their pictures taken and whatever. And if you have to do a shoot sometimes with somebody that you're not that familiar with, and they're like, oh, you guys are in love and blah, blah. And you're just like, what the hell? You're just laughing. Right. You know, you just make the best out of it. You're like, well, whatever, you know? And so, yeah, I thought it was a little strange, but again, we're in a pandemic. So you have to come up with creative things, you know, they can't leave the resort. So, I mean, I get it, but it wouldn't have been my first choice.
And she did seem a bit shook up too.
She did.
This marriage.
Well, I think I was just gonna say we forget sometimes that she's divorced. Like I forget, I'll be honest. I forget sometimes that she's divorced.
Yeah.
So she's obviously actually put on a wedding dress and gotten married, walked down the aisle, you know. So it was a little, yeah, I think for her, maybe you could tell she was a little shook. But that's great insight, Angela, because I have always wondered, because I see people, even like there was somebody else I followed who did a wedding photo shoot too. And I've always wondered if that was weird or not, you know, like getting completely dressed up and having to act like you're in love for the photos and like, this is your wedding day, you know? So that's a shit insight. Yeah.
It is. It's like, you have to show in these pictures, like, oh, I'm in love with this person, but you literally probably just met them like 3 hours ago. I'm like, everyone thinks modeling is easy. And I was like, y'all have no idea.
Yeah, no, I agree. I bet there's moments. And I, what you were talking about, like, kind of bonded them because of how awkward it was. And I think Zach did do a good job of making her feel comfortable. Laugh. At one point he was like, laugh, go ahead, laugh. Yeah, you know, like he was trying to get her to, like, you know, cause you could tell, like Eric said, like she was a little tight. You could tell a little bit, this is probably a little awkward for her. But I think he did a good job of like getting her to open up a little bit and like just slow down, breathe, laugh, take it all in. So I think they're great together.
Yeah, I love them.
And clearly the theme is going to be like, okay, you know, Tayshia was divorced. And then later we talk and we find out Zach's divorced too. Mm-hmm. So I was kind of shocked by that, because I don't think at any other point it was that mentioned, the divorce.
I didn't know that. Yeah.
No, I didn't. Yeah. I didn't know that. So that's Brendan and Zach right now, divorced. Mm-hmm. So, and Tayshia. Yeah. So yeah, that obviously is going to bond them for sure, I think.
Yeah. I think Zach, I really like Zach, and I've liked him in the last couple of episodes a lot more, like kind of as a standout, just because I feel like he is normal and genuine and he's just so chill in himself and he's not worried about anything else that's going on. He just seems like he has like this easy confidence that's not like cocky, unattractive. He's not trying to hide it with like humor. He's just like him. And I think that's amazing. And I'm like, I'm actually really happy that they're finally giving a spotlight to like a normal person. You know what I mean? Because I feel like I was a normal person. You know what I mean? Like I was quote boring, you know, I didn't do outlandish things and I wasn't whatever. And I'm so happy that finally like somebody who just seems like a great human being, a normal guy. Like, I feel like he's like the good guy and the good guy is going to finish first or like higher up. I feel like he's going to make it far.
I hope so.
Yeah. I agree. I think he's probably one of the more normal contestants we've had in a while.
Yeah.
And obviously
story tonight.
I was just gonna say, now we say normal, but also clearly this man has lived. Like this man has been through some stuff. We go into the night portion of the date, the one-on-one like little cocktail time. And he gets really open and really vulnerable. And he talks about kind of where his life, I guess, went off the rails a bit. He said he was kind of
And it all started with a brain tumor.
Yeah, the brain tumor. I forgot about that. Yeah. So the brain tumor, and it literally did. It sounded like it spiraled, and he was hanging with the wrong people. His wife left him. He was into some bad drugs.
Was arrested for a DUI.
Arrested.
Stole his dad's checkbook.
Had some serious addiction problems.
The bank teller saved his life, basically.
Yeah, that was
pretty crazy. By calling his dad.
And he said he had basically like an epiphany or whatever. So Zach has been through a lot, it seems like, and maybe that's why he is so humble. It seems, Angela, like you said, like he seems very humble and doesn't do outlandish things. He's kind of just there and being himself, because maybe he's been through so much in his life. But they clearly have a really, really big connection, a really great connection. I don't know. I like Zach a lot, and I thought him opening up and being vulnerable throughout that was huge for Tayshia. Like you could see she was like, okay, I'm finally getting to know you more and more, and she was like kind of like soaking it all in.
Yeah, I feel like, and what you said earlier, I had said that like a couple weeks ago. I was like, somebody asked me what I thought about the season so far, and I like this season, but like as of like maybe like two episodes ago, I just felt like I didn't know anything about these guys. Like they were just there and it was just all like, I wasn't connecting with any of them because we didn't know their stories. And now we're starting to, especially tonight, like, whoa. Yes. Tonight was such a good episode. Yes, so I'm like, I love all of them.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
That's a great transition, because that's kind of what I wanted to go into next was, oh, well, first of all, so Zach gets the group or the rose, obviously. At the
end. And one other really awesome thing that came from learning about Zach was the rehab center that he went to for 4.5 months. Now he sits on the board of that rehab center.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. He should write a book, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I saw an article floating around with like details of like what he's been through. Yeah. And I'm surprised. I mean, I think it's a good thing they probably left out a lot of the details, but yeah, I recommend maybe Googling that, because I read it and I was like, whoa, it's that was casually, like, they casually were like, oh yeah, he got over addiction. Like, no. Like, he went through hell and back, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely. I recommend that. But yeah, so that was pretty cool to see. Now he's on the board of that place. But yeah, so obviously you just said, like, this episode, I feel like we got to know all the guys, because then the next thing, we go on this group date, right? The next day or whatever it is,
go on the group date. Yourself.
Yeah. And it's this like art date, right? Where they're supposed to like get all like creative and like in their feels.
The guy's responses was great.
Yeah. And so much happened. Like, there was like three separate, they're like draw naked people, which was hilarious. Well,
all the guys thought that they were getting naked.
Yes. There's it was hilarious so much to see them
nakedness
walk
in this season. Yeah. Can I just point that out?
Like, they're all just getting naked again. I guess this is what we do.
I feel like
here
half
now.
Of them were already like starting to undress. Like, well, son of a bitch, you know? Like,
it's hot in Palm Springs.
Yeah. You could just see them all be like, son of a. Like, I think Blake was like, this is to be the third time third I've had to get naked.
So that he'll take another L.
Yeah. So. It was like the action was got like relieved. They're like, oh, we just have to draw naked people. Good.
Yeah,
okay, great.
Fine.
Awesome. You know? So yeah, none of them are artists because none of them could draw very well. They gave great effort though. They gave great effort. So they drew the naked people, and then basically they had to create, what was that exactly? I was very confused what she asked them to do. It was just like with clay.
Yeah. With clay. And then they had to do a self image.
That's what it was. A self image. That's what it was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They had three separate things.
And Bennett kind of came smooth there with the blindfold going into the clay making day.
Oh
yeah. Let's talk about that for a second. I found that super weird. I don't think that was smooth. I think that was creepy. Not that Bennett's creepy, but I thought that move was like, that's assault, brother. Like, you can't just go up and like kiss people like that, man. She's blindfolded.
What, in the bachelor world, you can do anything, man.
I mean, clearly.
There's no rules in the.
I was a little weirded out.
Big cesspool.
I will say, like, if you would have given me warning, I felt like she was maybe a little bit uncomfortable. I feel like if that would have been like Brendan or Ben or somebody who did that, she would have been like, oh yeah. I'm not saying she's not into Bennett, but I feel like I would have been into it if I was her.
Okay.
I mean,
okay, noted.
It's a move. Like, it's a bold move, sir.
And all the other guys are blindfolded. Like, no one's
yeah,
seeing what's going
it's
on.
Hot. Like, it's like a secret, like, yeah, it's hot.
That's actually a good point. All the other guys blindfolded. Like, I bet some of them didn't even know that happened until they just watched it. You know, they're like,
guaranteed.
Wait a minute.
I just guaranteed.
Making out with her and I'm
everybody
with
is
clay?
Shook like, right now. Yeah.
But that was a funny move by him.
That's called using your time wisely.
But I was just picturing Tayshia being like just hanging out, and then all of a sudden a tongue down her throat. Like,
that was a weird.
Maybe
like a caress up the arm first, so she gets like a little warning or something.
Yeah, exactly. She like grabbed his. He like grabbed her chin. I don't know. Bennett's
well,
a bold guy.
He probably said, "Don't worry about that."
Yeah, don't worry about that. He's a bold guy, and I mean, she actually afterwards she seemed to like it a little bit. But so then we go into like this self portrait, which. A lot of these guys nailed this. Like every guy would go and be like, damn, that was good. Damn, that was good. Damn, that was better. You know, I would have been horrible at that. But I liked Brendan's little, like just the frame.
Oh, that melted was, me.
I know. And it was just a fucking frame. Like it was so simple, but what he said was awesome. And I thought he killed that.
Riley, Ivan, Ben,
They all killed it. And then the big one was Ben getting naked. Which at first I was like, dude, what are you doing? You know, it's so funny, like watching it with the music behind it. They played like sweet music, but if they would have played awkward music, it would have changed the entire feeling of the scene. But they played it up to be super romantic. And it was, because like once he actually started to talk and stuff and talk about how, you know, I mean, later in the night, we'll get to that. But like, he talked about how like, he's never really been vulnerable and everything. So that was, and she, you could see it on her face. Like, she was starting to get emotional.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was emotional from my couch. Like, literally me that entire date. You know that emoji with, like, the puppy dog face? Like, that was me the entire date. I was just like, oh. Like, my heart. I mean, who knew? That's what I'm saying. Like, we had no idea that these men had these amazing backstories. And it's just like, dang. Like, this is a good group.
The casting group.
I just hope that they all don't turn into F-boys after.
Well, because like, well, that's the thing though, is like, it's so funny. Cause I, now that I've been in this world for like 3 years, 2 years, whatever, 3 years it's been, it's so funny to see people like start to worship guys, you know, and girls and put them on pedestals just to knock, cause they want to knock them off, you know? So it's going to happen. Like these guys are normal humans. Like they're, you know, flawed humans. Like it's going to happen. But I agree. I think all these guys have a pretty crazy story. And then later in the night, Ben then opens up about his eating disorder, which explains a lot also of why he got naked, because he was so insecure about his body and stuff, and he wanted to be out there and open and vulnerable with Tayshia. So it all kind of came full circle, and I thought that was very brave of him to talk about. I bet that wasn't easy at all.
Oh, yeah. I bet you that's exactly why she gave him that rose, because like now knowing that he had an eating disorder, that may, I mean, getting naked in front of a group of your peers in general is, and then like being front and center speaking in itself is like a big display. But then now knowing that he had an eating disorder is like the ultimate, like, wow, like you just did that for me. You're putting yourself out there for me. So I think I agree with her decision to give him a group date rose. I mean, that's.
Yeah. I thought it was a very well-deserved rose.
Oh, yeah.
And there were a lot of guys that maybe could have gotten it, but I think Ben went above and beyond. And yeah, and I think she's been like super, I don't know, curious about Ben, but wasn't sure, like didn't know him very well. I think when he opened up, I think she could see her being like, okay, like, yes, this is what I wanted. This is what I needed almost, you know? So
yeah,
I like Ben. So yeah, he gets group day rose. Then we go to the next day. And basically, while we're there, I love when there's only two people in the room, you know, because everybody else is on the group date and the one has to go up and like read the date card to Easy. So that was pretty funny. So Zach reads the date card to Easy. They go on. I would love this date so much. I love getting scared. I absolutely love getting scared. So this date.
Paranormal like, date was solid.
Yes. Paranormal date. It's so great. I would be so into this. So yeah, Easy and Tayshia basically go on. I mean, I'm sure 90% of the sounds, everything was all manufactured, you know, 100%. Like the doll, like you hear breathing. Yeah. Like I bet there was somebody like with a walkie talkie, you know, like in the corner, you know, but it was still really fun. And in the moment, I bet that was a blast for those guys, you know?
Yeah. And then like the stories and like, you know, Easy said, it's like, oh, you get to, you know, hold on to each other. It's like a great, like fun, easy date to make it not awkward. Cause like she said, she was interested to see if there was, you know, more than just like a friendship and a fun there. And so that was like a good ease into like, oh my gosh, I'm scared. Let me like hold on to you. Or, you know, it's like, you're depending on each other. And I love it when, who said this? Zach said it earlier in the episode and then Easy said it as well. But I love, I feel like this is a general consensus with girls. Tell me if I'm wrong, ladies, but I love it when a guy is like, I got you. It's just like, oh, you know what I mean? It's such a good feeling. So like the fact that he kept saying that, it's just like girls want to feel protected. Like I know I can protect myself, but it's nice to have a brooding guy that, you know what I mean? So I feel like I was a little bit shocked at the outcome of this date.
Yeah, me too. You're right. Like they had a lot of fun. And I think you kind of mentioned like, are they just friends who have fun together? Do they, or is it like their actual chemistry there? And it seemed like they had a ton of fun on this date. Like it was so funny when like Tayshia tripped, fell into something, fell, and then she just fucking, she gone. Like she just left. Yeah. She just left Easy in the bat, you know? I thought it was just a fun date in general, but then we get to the night portion. And it looked like clearly Easy is into Tayshia. Like you could tell. And he literally, it was so hard to watch. He literally was like, you know, I'm falling in love with you. And you just see Tayshia's face just like, oh, fuck, you know, like,
I'm about to
like,
crush just, this man's soul.
Yes. And you could just see it on her face. And I mean, I respect her for not, because unless they edited it out, I don't know, but I respect her for not getting up, going to talk to a producer and coming back. Maybe that did happen. I don't know. But to have, to be like, I'm sure in her head, she was like, okay, I'm sending Easy home tonight, you know, but then him to open up like that. Like,
oh yeah, it just made it that much worse.
Yes, it made it that much harder. And so I respect Tayshia for still not giving him the rose, just because there's clearly no chemistry there. I just don't think she's, you know, physically, you know, attracted to him and is like all into this chemistry wise. But they're clearly good friends, and she thinks he's a great guy. But I agree, I was surprised.
I feel like to me, it seemed like there had to have been like a lot more conversation between the two of them edited out. I felt like it was really like wishy-washy. It was like he said he was falling in love and then they showed the look and she was like, I'm sending you home. And I mean, she said like, I think you're a great guy and this and that, but I just feel like there would have been more conversation. I just felt like more got edited out. I don't know, but I mean, I did notice that he literally like laughed. Like I think he was so in shock I'm sure he's not used to getting told no, like, you know what I mean? And no, so, yeah, probably not. So probably like, right. He was like,
that's a good point.
You know what I mean? He just laughed. Yeah. I was like, oh.
Yeah. And he was pretty confident. Yeah, he was kind of confident, you know, mm-hmm. and you could tell he was like, mm-hmm. yeah. And I think we all were a little blindsided because I think you make a good point. Like maybe there was some conversation there that we didn't get to see because I was blindsided. I mean, I thought at least he'd make it. I know they don't have crazy chemistry, but I thought he'd make it till, I mean, damn near the end, you know.
So and more than like Ed or somebody. Like, right? You know, we haven't seen any interaction like between, I don't know. It was just kind of weird, but we don't know, obviously.
I know, exactly. We don't, like you said, I mean, we don't know what happened yet. And sometimes you just not into somebody.
We don't know what happened.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes you're just not into somebody, though. Sometimes you're like, this person's awesome, and I wish I was into you, but I'm not, you know? Had that happen.
Been there. Yep.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah.
I think everybody can say that.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I mean, yeah. Didn't work out for Easy. He gets sent home. I'm sure we'll see that man on the beach. Yeah, for sure. Well, we'll see. And then we go on to an impromptu two-on-one date with Bennett and Noah. Like now when I say impromptu, who knows, maybe this was, you know, planned, but they sure played it up. JoJo kind of played it up like it was impromptu. I'm not shocked by that. First of all, I love two-on-one dates. They're like my favorite dates of the season. So I awkward. Love those. I know, they're so awkward all the time. There's always just like the lead like sitting between them. Yeah, and they're just doing this back and forth while they're arguing with each other. You know, it's always that.
Do we think it's weird though that like they didn't call it a two-on-one date? They even said the words. They're like one will stay, one will go, but they weren't like this is a two-on-one date. Like they never came out and said that. I noticed that, but JoJo said like one will stay, one will go. They were just like Tayshia wants to see both of you before the cocktail party, but there will be a rose. But they never called it. You know, they always make this like big to-do, like dun dun dun, and then like. No, like, you know what I mean? It wasn't, I thought that was weird, but yeah, they're so cringy. So cringy.
I know. So yeah. So first of all, yeah, it goes into the day and they're literally just like, kind of like arguing with each other on who, I don't know. It was cringy and strange, but then Bennett brings out this box. Like he's got this like
got him a nice gift.
Like, what did he call it? A love war? What did he call it? Something? I don't remember, but I was just like
a gentleman's gift.
Yeah. Not the best look. Like yeah,
is
every
this
single...
the definition of dick in a box? Like,
that's good.
Like what the world?
I know. The whole time. Cause like he was being very condescending. And I think that was the point of it. Like, I think he was trying to get at Noah. I know the producer definitely was like, this is going to be good, you know? And he was like, oh, that's great. And I'm like, no, man, like, that's just not really the best look. But what was there? Socks with mustaches on him.
And he said, the red bandana for
what was
that? Bad blood.
I missed that. That's funny.
Yeah, the mustache socks.
The mustache socks.
Never wear her mustache unless they're on your feet.
Yeah, which that was weird. what blew my mind is Noah's just taking it. The man didn't even say a word back. He just took that.
He was
just
brewing. He was brewing.
But he didn't even really explode. He like very calmly like straightened his jacket. Yeah. He like leaned forward a little bit and was like, listen, I've been myself this whole time. I'm like, damn, you handled that well. You know, like Bennett's sitting here talking about maturity and Noah was pretty damn mature during that
conversation. He gave him a book, Emotional Intelligence.
Oh, yeah. And then the man showing the most emotional intelligence is Noah, you know?
I know. It's so, like Bennett like shot himself in the foot. I don't know. I mean, Bennett is obviously like funny. He's like he's like one of the narrators of the season and he's just like funny. But then I was like, dang, Bennett, like, what? I don't know. It was weird. It was like he was being almost like a hypocrite. You know, he was like, oh, you're
it's
not mature
like
enough to be
know
with
what
her.
He's doing.
I think, well, you know what I think it was, is I think he was he was presenting it. So he was covering his ass. Like he was presenting it as like, no, I'm trying to help you, I'm being sincere, blah blah blah, but then he was also getting to be condescending at the same time, and I feel like he was trying to like be both, and so he could go back and be like, well, no, I was so sincere, but at the same time he was like actually
No, I completely agree. It was just like over the top. Like all season Bennett's been like on the line, like on that thin line that like of like too far, too much of a bully, too much of a dick. And tonight he just went over the top. Like tonight it was like, finally he was just like, fuck it, I'm going to burn this bitch down. You know, it was just like, you know what? I'm going to go all out. I don't think it's going to be work out for him. I think Tayshia is probably going to send him home, but I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, I think she will. Yeah, I do.
Oh, too. Because she literally said they left us with the cliffhanger. She said, like, by you saying that you're questioning my integrity, and that was her whole thing last time that she was so mad about. And so that's why I was like, "Ooh, Bennett's probably getting the axe."
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they both go home. To be honest, I would not be shocked. That's just happened before. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think she's going to end up with either of them. No. But I think Bennett is for sure getting the boot because that was just a. It's the most random thing. Like, why would you, like, be giving a gift to Tayshia, sir? Like, don't be give, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, so focus on what you're there for. Like, wait, what?
I can't wait to hear him try to explain the box because it ended with her being like, what's in the box? And he's like, uh-oh. Like, this was a mistake.
It's going to be so good. It's going to be so good.
Yeah, Noah's not going to have to say a word.
No.
Yeah. No. And you can see Noah, like, yeah. It's going to, so I'm excited to see how that ends. But that's basically where the episode ends. It ends with that 2-on-1. We'll, you know, I'm guessing next week we'll pick up from there. But they also showed a preview for next week, and it looks like there's a lie detector date. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah!
Did you see that? Yeah.
Yes.
Whoa, that looks super intense.
I was like, wait, I want to watch it now.
I know. I was like, that's a. I don't think they've ever, because very often this show will recycle dates, which I don't blame them necessarily, because they do run out of things to do. But I don't know if there's been a lie detector date. I don't think I've heard of that. And that's,
I don't know. That's wild.
Yeah, it's really wild, you know? Like,
I can't wait to hear. Like, you guarantee you they're gonna ask some like weird ass questions.
Yeah, totally. You know, like,
I can't wait.
I know
they know what they're doing. Like, obviously, yeah. But
the blooper reel is gonna be amazing during the credits. Yeah.
You know? Like, hook, line, and sinker. Count me in. I'm there.
Exactly. That's gonna be great. So right now, I want two questions. Who for Tayshia would be your top four right now for Tayshia, and then who for you would be the top four?
Oh, for me. All right. Cut me off guard. For Tayshia, I think she's most into.
Yes.
I would say Brendan, even though I feel like he's fell off a bit, like they haven't shown him as much, but I still think she's like most into him. Brendan, Zach, who else? Oh my gosh. Ben. Who's my wife? Oh, Ivan. We haven't even talked about Ivan and his sweetheart. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that was, he did. He opened up.
Yeah, I'm going to say those four. I feel like she's most emotionally connected to those four people. Because like with Brendan, they have they're both divorced and she was like so into him on their date. Zach, obviously that was an amazing date. Her and Ivan connected the last 101. I think that was last week.
Yeah.
And then Ben, I feel like is slowly climbing up there. I feel like she's so, like you were saying earlier, intrigued by Ben. Like I noticed, because I've looked at people like this before, is like when she looks at him, she's like, when he's talking, she's like, like she's waiting for him to like mess up, but she's so like, yeah, like into it.
Intrigued is a good word. She's very intrigued by him.
Yeah.
And he's withholding just enough, and then also like giving her just enough. Like, yeah, he's, yeah, I don't know. They got an interesting dynamic, and I can't wait
to see.
It's
such like a kindergarten crush situation. Like, just
Yeah, I feel like it's like cat and mouse almost. And
yeah, that's exactly what it's like. But I completely agree with your final four. I think right now that's who, same. Even in that order, I think is where I put them.
Yeah.
Brendan, Zach, Ben, Ivan. Like, that's even the order you said, I think, is where I'm at right now. Who, if you were in Tayshia's shoes right now, who would you? Mm-hmm. From what you've seen thus far, not who, you know, obviously you don't know these guys, but what you've seen so far.
Oh gosh. I really like Zach. Like I said earlier, I feel like he's like a genuine, grown, like mature man. That's very important to me. So I would say Zach for sure is in my top four. I would go Brendan. I don't know much about him, but like his eyes.
He does have good eyes.
You know, he has good eyes. I'm a sucker for the eyes. And also that picture frame thing tonight. I mean, I literally was just like, okay, so
that was cute. That was a good movie.
And then what else? Oh, I would go Ben. I'm also intrigued by Ben. I think he's super cute. I feel like there's almost like a dark side to him though that I don't know. I want to know more, but I'm into Ben. And then I'm going to throw a wild card in here and say Spencer.
Oh, wow.
I think Spencer is hot. Like, he has that whole, like, Prince Eric thing going on. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
But I don't know anything about him. Like, I need...
Yeah, he hasn't gotten any camera time.
Yeah. I mean, he got the first impression, Rose, yeah. And then that's it. So I'm like, I'm throwing Spencer in there purely just because I think he's attractive.
Yeah,
you're the second person to say that.
Yeah, we had...
Oh,
we
really?
Had Tia on, when yeah. Were we on Tia that week?
Was no. It?
Elise.
Was, like, so smitten.
Yeah. She said... Physically, she's like, he's insane, but she's like, personality, like, remember that first episode? He was almost
he was kind of
almost a villain, kind of a D-bag.
Yeah.
He was a bit
but
douchey.
Clearly he's not, because like,
yeah,
if
I
he was,
know.
Yeah, if he was, he'd be getting a lot more airtime, first of all, and the other guys wouldn't like him. And it seems like, like the guys like him too. So you're right. I like that wild card. Actually, I didn't expect that,
but here's
I agree.
The thing
he's
with
really
him is, I'm wondering, does Spencer have like, is he swaggy? Like, I like swaggy guys. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like he's not that swaggy. Like, I want to know, like, show more Spencer, ABC. Come on.
Yeah. I can't tell. Yeah. August,
I feel like we'll never know.
I was just
going to
say.
Soon.
We're too deep now. Like, Spencer,
I know.
No screen time.
Yeah, I know. Like, we're not invested.
No,
but
it's gonna
Spencer,
be
you're
Brendan,
hot.
Yeah, it's going to be Brendan, Zach, Ben, and Ivan, I think, the rest of the time. So,
yeah.
So
yeah.
Spencer, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's just one of those.
Had to do the wild card.
Yeah. No, it was good. That was great.
It's a solid one.
That was. Yeah. I'm sure he might be in paradise. I don't know. We'll see. Okay. So we got some questions for you, Angela. Some fan questions.
Oh.
There's actually some really good ones. The first one, and this is actually, I've always kind of wondered this. So you were a night oneer on The Bachelorette. So going down to paradise, was that weird for you? Like, did you feel out of place? Like, how did you feel being a night oneer and then going down to the beach?
So I felt nervous, of course, like, you know, because I was just like, what am I getting myself into? And I mean, I knew I was semi not close because it was so close in time, but like some of the girls from my season I talked to after because like I got along. I like me and Raven were really close from night one, and like Astrid and I had gotten close over the time, you know, we talk, I don't say close, like we talk every day, but you know, so I knew like people from my season. But yeah, I mean, of course I was nervous and I kind of felt like, I don't want to say, I didn't feel like an outsider because I feel like everybody's more on even playing field, but I feel like I had catching up to do, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I feel like but also the good part of that is I wasn't in any cliques, you know what I mean? Like I was free game to, nobody knew anything about me. So it was like the true me, you know what I'm saying? So it was kind of almost an advantage. Like everybody was just like, oh yeah, it's Angela. And then people were like, who the hell is she? But you know, what's so funny is how Crystal and I like started becoming so close is she literally, I was a little afraid of Crystal, not afraid, but you know, and she comes up to me. Yeah. And she comes up to me and she was like, the first day she's like, oh, you're Angela, right? And it was like, right when I got there, I was like, yeah. And she was like, oh my God. She was like, I loved you. You were wearing the red dress, blah, blah, blah. And she like knew who I was. And she was like, you're awesome. And I was like, I like you. Then we had some margaritas and we were good from there on out.
That's great. So, because that's, you kind of covered everything I was wondering, because I was wondering, so for me, it was a little different, obviously, going to paradise. Like, I felt like, unfortunately, like everybody did have like this expectation of me and like who I was supposed to be. And I was like nervous for that, where I think it'd be kind of cool to go down there with a clean slate. You know, she's like, I feel like we were kind of polar opposites. I just went once. Because I didn't go right after my season. So I waited a full year. So I was like, it was just completely different for me. So I'm just interested in how, like, it'd be so cool to go down there. Like, cause I remember Katie Mo for all of us guys, Katie Mo was like clean. When she walked down, we were like, who's that? Like, she's cute. She's fun. You know, it was almost like she surprised all of us, you know, where we were, you know, the other girls that we knew a lot didn't really get to surprise us, more or less. So I thought it would be kind of cool to start clean slate. Yeah.
I think I was like second. I think I was the last girl and second to last person to come in my first season. So I think they really were going for like the.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. Well, I'm sure a lot of the guys are like, wait, who's that?
Do you know
one
her?
Of those? Like, who's that?
Who is she? She doesn't even go here.
That's pretty good. Oh, that's funny. So speaking of paradise, your second time around. I feel like they didn't show a lot of you and Chase, like literally at all, you know? And they kind of showed you guys like ending things, but it was like rushed and everything. And like, what actually happened? Like, just break down what actually happened and what your relationship was like.
I mean, there was so much that did not get shown. Like,
I know
so much. Yeah, I don't know. Like, him and I instantly, so at the wedding, it was, he just came right up and I was at like the bridesmaid's table and the seat next to me was empty at the moment. He just came up and he was like, "Can I sit here?" And I was like, "I don't know." And he was like, "I'm just going to sit here." And he like, and he just chit chatted with me and like fed me cake that night. I don't know. Him and I just had like an instant, I mean, cake, of course I'm in, like dessert is the key to my heart. Give me dessert and I'll talk
to
you.
All the guys taking notes.
Yeah. Yeah. and yeah, we just kind of clicked right away. And I also clicked with Mike that night. And then, you know, we all know what happened. I end up in paradise and then yeah, that whole thing. And yeah, Chase and I kind of just had like that instant thing. And so I kind of followed that avenue and we spent like all of our time together and it was good.
You guys were together all the time.
It was great. And I don't know, there was, and then there was just like, I don't want to get into it too much, but it's just one of the things that didn't get shown. Something happened one night and it kind of like, it was just a red flag for me. And I was really struggling trying to figure out how to pursue things. And like, I told producers, like, I'm not red. Like I was really off kilter, but I told producers, like, I'm not ready to go to a fantasy suite, you know? And then I think that kind of just was like, okay, well then what's the point? Well, like then, you guys just didn't. And I mean, that red flag, I was struggling because I really did honestly like him. Like we had a connection, but I was like, that thing popped up at the end of, you know, the last couple of days. And I was like, so I was like, all right, this isn't meant to be.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that was the crazy thing is like, you guys spent so much time together, but I remember watching the show and being like, where's Angela and Chase?
They didn't. This is what I'm saying. Like, your girl never gets airtime, and I'm just used to it by now. You know what I mean? Like, shit.
Oh, that's funny. They're lost, Angela. They're lost.
You know what? It's fine.
Big facts.
So, are you currently single?
Well,
oh, here we go.
Hesitation.
Hey-o.
No, I am. Yes, I am single.
Hopefully, he's not listening.
Yeah. Well, you sure yourself are single now, Angela.
No, I am technically single, and I am having fun.
Ready to mingle? Okay.
Already mingling.
Again, a bunch of guys taking.
I'm mingling.
Bunch of, yes.
Not ready.
A bunch
to mingle.
Of guys taking notes. Yeah. So, if you are still single and ready to mingle a year from now, if they ask you back to paradise, would you do it?
Honestly, I don't know why. I just feel like I can't even. I feel like paradise is never going to happen. I know it is, but like just in the state of the world right now, like that to me just seems like a mind F. I don't know. I mean, part of me, I really honestly, truly still do believe in the integrity of the show. Like I still believe that you can, that the show works. That's, I've said it from the beginning. Like that's why I went on in the first place, honestly. Like I don't think time matters, especially in paradise, because you're literally like living together. You know what I mean? You get so much time to get to know each other. So, I mean, I do believe in the integrity of it and I think it's possible, but then I'm like, I don't know, to go back a third time, like, you know, damn, I don't know. Right. So I don't know. I'd have to see like what's going on in my life and if I'm single and everything. I mean, I'm not discounting it, but I don't know. I'm kind of like, should I?
No, I get it.
I mean, it never works for me.
Well, I always say exactly what you said. Cause like, even though I have like a love hate relationship with the show, I still believe it is very possible to find somebody. Like I still believe in the premise of the show as well. I've fallen in love in that environment. I've seen people fall in love in front of me down in paradise. And like, you know, so I agree. Like I do believe in it, but yeah, it's, I don't know. It's hard to make that decision. And who knows? Yeah, hopefully I always say, hopefully I'm not single by then. Hopefully you're not single by then, you know?
Yeah. That's the goal.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
The goal.
So.
Yeah. I'll just put that out into the universe.
Also, yeah, exactly. Put that in the manifest that. Yeah, well, Angela, thanks for coming on. What are you up to nowadays? Like, what are you doing now? Where are you living? Are you
I'm still in South Carolina, but so before COVID though, I was literally never home. I was on a plane like every week, you know, every other week. And so it's been weird to kind of be stagnant for a bit, you know, because of quarantine and everything. And it's been really weird. But I don't know. I've just been, and it sucks because with COVID modeling, you know, that's,
yep.
it's a, there are people always there. So, I mean, I didn't have a modeling job for a couple of months, but, you know, that started to pick back up a little bit. You know, you just have to get tested and the shields and the masks and try to distance, but it's kind of honestly a little bit scary just because when you're the model, you can't wear a mask. So, you know, if a photographer, you know how it is, like photographers will come up and they want to show you and I'm like, wait, like, you know, it's just, it's weird, but it's starting to ramp back up. So, I mean, I'm still modeling. I have my, I was working on my YouTube channel a bunch. So I have that, that I really, it was more just like a passion project. I really like doing it and everybody on there is actually really nice. So that's,
I'll say plug that. What is that called? Yeah. What is that under YouTube?
It's just my, it's under just Angela Maskwa. So it's like, I have makeup tutorials. I have hair tutorials, fashion, fitness, what I eat in a day. I have a workout video, some vlogs from like my travels. I have one, like when I went to Toronto, one New York, LA, and I do like behind the scenes on modeling. So I have a little bit of everything on there. Yeah. And I think that really honestly like showcases, that's somewhere where you can see like my personality, you know what I mean? Like that's the authentic me. So yeah, it's just YouTube and then Angela Maskwa. So I've just been working on that. And, you know, I got to spend a couple months in the summer up in Maryland with my family. So that was good. Cause you know, I had the time. So.
Exactly. Yeah. I've been just spending a lot of time with family too. It's there's like weird, you know, blessings coming in 2020, you know, like I go see my family a lot more of my health, you know, cause like usually, like you said, me and Eric, we're always on planes. Like we're always going somewhere. Yeah. So so it's been a nice little like reset almost in a weird way. And then where can people find you on
back to this?
Yeah, that's true. We are ready to get back on planes. So.
Can't wait to be back on a plane.
I know. I was like, I never thought I would be so excited to like go to an airport. I was like, before I would just be like,
I'm so tired of my own house.
I know. I'm just like, where are we going? Let's go. I'm so ready. Oh, man. I'm going to be so annoying whenever I do get on that first flight. I'm just going to be like, all right, guys.
Totally.
It's going to be great.
So where can people find you on Instagram? What's your at?
Instagram is at AngK7, and it's A-N-G-K-A-Y 7.
Perfect. Awesome. Yeah, so everybody go check her out. Go check out her YouTube and go follow her. Because, yeah, she's the best. What I'm going to say this, Joe, grocery store Joe, turn off, mute this, but you are the best night wonder. You're the best night wonder, Ange.
In thanks, Blake. You're the best. I knew I loved you.
By far my favorite as well.
Oh, thanks, Eric. You guys are the best.
Big crush.
Making a go blush over here. All right, see
y'all. Yes, good seeing you. See ya.
Bye. Bye.